Thank you for calling Truffles in Avon. How can I help you?
Yeah, Shannon in?
Can I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, it's Ruben at Cardiff.
Ruben, give me 1 second to see if she's available.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
To 11:30. And just visit or say hello to the group of VIP.
Ruben, she'll be right with you, okay, hon?
Okay.
That meet at our community table. It's a feel-good moment for everyone to just thank them for their service.
Hi, Ruben.
Hey, it might be your email. I sent it to you like an hour and a half ago.
Really? Again? Wait, did you send it to the Gmail account? No.
I replied to the email you sent me an email to.
Really? Because I've gotten all my emails this morning. I mean, that's crazy. God's sake.
Hold on. Can you check your spam?
It's not in there.
Okay, hold on.
They just notified me this morning that my email should all be fine.
What was the issue with it?
I don't know. I didn't ask. They had to do a reconfiguration, something with their server, so I have no idea.
I'm going to send this to you right now. Give me 1 second. It's info@trufflesbakery.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yeah, I made sure we took care of it. I was like, that was weird.
Yeah, really weird. Well, I had a lunch rush, so I just sat down and said, oh, I should just see what the status is. If you sent it already, I still don't have it.
All right. So it's obviously something with your email. All right. I sent it already. Yeah, I'm sending this to you. info@trufflesbakery.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's another email?
Put info@trufflesbakery.com and also put truffles.bakery@gmail. Because I'm going to have to send this to my email people and say, look, you know, something's wrong with the email still because I'm still not receiving it.
Did you send yourself an email?
I don't know. I've been getting emails all morning. I've been sending and receiving, and I haven't had any issues. So as far as I can tell, I had no errors or anything. So.
Can you check again your other email?
Yeah, I'm still sitting here waiting.
To the truffles.bakery?
Hold on. I just got an email from you. Yep, in the truffles.bakery. So,
yeah, and do you see the history where I'm sending both forwards? So I'm forwarding it twice. They're both going through,
yeah.
But you're not getting them.
No. Okay. I'll have to let them know something is still going on.
Okay,
so now I got those, and yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, I can get this funding. Like, I would, you know, I prefer to get the equipment done first, but, you know, just to make sure nothing goes haywire. But I don't push people. I just want people to know that until I get the final sign off on the truck and all that stuff, it is what it is.
But they're completely separate. So, we just take care of this one now and then do that one then, right?
Absolutely. But okay. I just tell the customers, like, it wasn't my transaction. There's I had a customer who worked with another finance company. And the person they were working with was saying, like, sign, they were pressuring them, and the reality is there was something wrong. Their equipment transaction was very complex, and it fell apart in funding. And the person came to us, and I was able to figure out a solution for them, very kind of different type of financing, but their whole issue stemmed from, they're like, well, I would have never done the working capital if I didn't do the equipment, if I couldn't get the equipment, and the equipment fell apart. Now, I'm not saying your equipment's going to fall apart, but I'm just saying, like, until I get the equipment condition report cleared and all that stuff, I can't guarantee anything. And so I like to be, like, beyond informative to my customers. It's just what I do. But, yeah, on the working capital, I can get this funded today. I don't see an issue.
Okay.
Now, you got it. You
hold
got
on a second, Ruben.
Sure.
Hold on. Did you call them to ask them about the sheet? Did you call Farms and Motorsports? Okay, we're going to call the mechanic place again and find out where it is.
Okay, and then you got an amortization schedule from me, but that's going to be updated because it's on 200, not 250, but I just want to make sure you receive that.
I did. Well, it's not the amortization schedule was the first one you sent. Was you sent
correct? Correct. But that was off
right.
250. So I have to send you one off 200. It just shows if you renew and you qualify, how much interest is remaining. If you pay off early, all those good things, so you have that for your records.
Okay, perfect. Now, if we get you this condition report, we don't have the title until tomorrow, but, you know, if we get you the condition report, will that still be able to go through, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to tell you to go to the titling and DMV. They just have to sign off on the condition report of the vehicle, and then I can make you documents. The DMV stuff, that's just a funding issue, so I don't need that to be done right now.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, I'm getting it tomorrow, but the condition report, they should be sending over any minute, so.
Yeah, and
okay.
That's
all
no
right.
problem.
Okay, thanks, Ruben.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.